In 2007, the Food and Drug Administration said it would review the long-standing ban. Bill Keaton of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin says the current policy discriminates against men having sex with men. Keaton also says science and attitudes have changed since the ban was first enacted in 1986.
One of the biggest things that changed is that our testing for HIV, the prevalence and the incidence of HIV in a person's blood, has really become enhanced and refined. We're able to do so very accurately. You know, what we're living in now is an age where we know that not nearly enough people are donating blood, not nearly enough people, as many people as could be donating blood are.
All donated blood, no matter the source, is tested, says Sarah Stevermeyer of the American Red Cross in Madison. That group, along with the American Association of Blood Banks, supports a limited change in the current ban, one that would allow men having sex with men to wait a year before donating blood.
From the Red Cross, we're just looking for rational and scientifically based deferral periods, that they're applied fairly and consistently among our donors that engage in similar risk activities.
Completely lifting the ban on gay blood donors could increase the nation's blood supply by more than 1%, according to the Williams Institute for Sexual Orientation Law and Public Policy. Even a partial lifting of the ban, a one-year waiting period, could increase the blood supply by 90,000 pints. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.